the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
And now at 6, Chopper 5 live over a Black Lives Matter protest happening right now in Martinez. Hundreds taking to the park area in the wake of a recent hate crime incident in the city.
An explosion and fire on a military ship leaves several sailors injured in San Diego. Why it could be days before the flames are completely put out.
Another Bay Area county ordered to reverse course and shut down indoor services where you can no longer dine in. Plus,
I'm John Ramos in Concord, where a church reopened today, just in time to be shut down again. We'll have that story coming up.
Good evening. I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hackman. Let's take a live look from Chopper 5, where hundreds of people are protesting in Martinez. They're showing their support for the Black Lives Matter movements after a recent hate crime in the city. And that's where we find KPIX 5's Joe Vasquez. Joe?
Brian, this is Shoreline Park in Martinez. You can see quite a big crowd here, a couple thousand around that here at Shoreline Park. The organizers have said they were intent on making it peaceful, and it has been a very peaceful demonstration ever since they gathered around 4 o'clock this afternoon at the county courthouse. They then marched about a mile down to this park on the waterfront. Again, the message here is Black Lives Matter. And a matter of fact, this protest comes a week and a day after a video went viral. It shows a white couple painting over a Black Lives Matter street mural with black paint. The district attorney has since charged the couple. 42-year-old Nicole Anderson and 53-year-old David Nelson face 3 misdemeanors each, including a hate crime charge. Demonstrators say they are determined to send a message.
Well, you know, I heard before I came down here today that, you know, certain organizations that are against Black Lives Matter are going to be down here, you know, possibly as like a little scare tactic. We're not afraid. We refuse to be afraid. We're going to come down, we're going to march, and we're going to make sure our voices are heard.
Folks are, in fact, quite excited to be here. This is has been, as I mentioned, peaceful, but also in the air was a warning from the police chief from yesterday, as he was told that on social media there would be people coming here that might try to defend the police, armed counter demonstrators. As far as we could tell, that did not develop. We've not seen any counter demonstrators in this crowd, and basically right now the biggest danger is the heat. It is in the high 90s here in Martinez as the peaceful demonstration continues.
In Martinez, that's Joe Vasquez. Joe, thank you.
Into San Francisco now. One person is dead and another injured in a house fire. It happened just after 11 o'clock on Sacramento Street in the city's Presidio Heights neighborhood. Authorities say the victim injured in the fire is expected to be okay. No word tonight on the cause.
Our other big story we're following. California continues to see a surge in COVID-19 cases. In just the past 24 hours, the state reported more than 8,400 new cases, bringing the total number to nearly 321,000. And there have been more than 7,000 dead in the state. Meanwhile, the outbreak at San Quentin is not getting any better. Today, we're learning 2 more inmates have died, bringing the death toll to 9 there. Nearly 1,500 inmates are infected with the virus.
And this just in, the state has ordered new restrictions for Sonoma County to help slow down the spread of coronavirus. So starting tomorrow, restaurants, wineries, bars, and other businesses will no longer be allowed to serve customers inside. Only outdoor service will be allowed with proper precautions. The state has been monitoring the county's caseload since Friday. That's when it was placed on the governor's COVID-19 watch list. And we learned today that Alameda County has been added to the state's watch list. It comes amid rising COVID-19 cases. Counties placed on the list are advised to close indoor activities for at least 3 weeks. Local officials have already banned dine-in service in Alameda County. And while outdoor dining is technically prohibited in Alameda County, some cities are still going ahead with it.
In Contra Costa County, an 8% positive rate has triggered a reopening reversal. Indoor religious services have been banned once again. The news comes just days after they were allowed to reopen. KPIX 5's John Ramos finds a precedent in, where else, the Bible.
In the book of Job, there is a line, "The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away." they know how that feels here at St. Francis of Assisi in Concord.
Yes, we were so excited, hopeful, you know.
This was a day they were looking forward to for months, the first indoor Sunday masses since the shelter-in-place began. They had been holding drive-in services in the school parking lot and offering communion to people in their cars. But to many, watching a live stream of a mass on a computer just wasn't the same.
It's not something we can do virtually and still accomplish the same thing. It's so important that we go to mass.
Today's mass was a bit different. Pews were blocked to allow distancing. There was no singing at all. The sign of peace was a wave rather than a handshake. And of course, everyone was required to wear face masks. But for the faithful, it was just good to be back in a community.
You know, if I have to have this veil on my mouth, then okay, I'll do it while we have to. But it's so important to be able to come to.
But just as it comes, it goes. With the county's infection rate climbing, the health department has once again banned all indoor church services as of midnight tonight.
Unfortunately, things are changing, so we have to adapt to our reality, what is going on. So next week we start again, we go back to the parking lot.
One day to savor a small taste of normalcy before going back to COVID's reality. And some in the congregation wonder why this has to happen at all.
Like, we can figure out how to do this safely. It shouldn't be closing. We ought to be protesting about this a little bit stronger.
But the church's pastor takes a more philosophical view.
But hopefully this will teach us to appreciate life, to value what life is, and our families, and the most important things in life.
It may feel unjust to some, but just like Job, churches have discovered what the county giveth, the county can taketh away. In Concord, John Ramos, KPIX 5.
Well, Santa Clara County appears to be moving in the opposite direction. Starting tomorrow, some businesses will be allowed to open, including gyms and hair salons and nail salons and outdoor pools. Now, some activities are still off the table, including indoor dining, bars, saunas, theaters, and indoor gatherings. As part of Santa Clara County's new guidelines, though, the Winchester Mystery House in San Jose is reopening. Beginning tomorrow, visitors with a mask can roam the 160-room mansion. The experience is supposed to be touchless and self-guided, and if you don't feel like getting up and going, you can explore the Winchester Mystery House from home by taking a virtual tour. And the San Francisco Zoo is getting ready to welcome back visitors tomorrow. Of course, there'll be new safety protocols. Current members will be the first to access online reservations, and all tickets have to be pre-purchased online. The zoo initially was supposed to reopen on the 29th, but the mayor said no after a rise in cases.
Well, on to the weather now and a live look at San Jose. It was another warm, beautiful day across the Bay Area. Meteorologist Darren Peck joins us now with when it might cool down. It was hot out there.
Tomorrow, Juliet. Okay. And let me show you part of the reason why. This was just after sunrise this morning. Look at that beautiful deck of clouds coming in across the Golden Gate Bridge. If we want to cool down here, this is how it starts. Tomorrow, there's going to be a lot more of that. That didn't last long. By about 11 o'clock, it was gone. Tomorrow, it's sticking around, or at least it'll get a little bit further into the bay. Let me show you how hot it was today and why we could use some help. This is the temperature-coded map showing you the spread across the Bay Area. Look at the greens over here on the coast to the purples inland. When we talk about the heat today, it was really over here that we're talking about, inland Contra Costa and inland Alameda County. Because most other places in the bay, it was warm, but it was not as intensely hot as it was over here. And as we pull out a few more locations, San Ramon at 98 is the cool spot. Walnut Creek 101, Pleasanton 101, Livermore 101. And even though we think of that part of the Bay Area as usually being hotter than the part right in the bay anyway, today it was more so. Because if you do the comparison for how high these numbers are above average, it's not fair. Concord, you were 15 degrees above average. Meanwhile, Oakland was only 8 above average. San Francisco was 4 above average. So this is more than it just gets hotter over there. No, you were getting picked on today. Tomorrow, things start coming down, and I will show you the good news coming up in the complete forecast in a few minutes. Guys, back over to you.
Well, developing right now, 21 people are injured, including 17 soldiers, after an explosion and fire aboard that ship at Naval Base in San Diego. Crews have been fighting to get the flames under control since this morning. It's not clear what started the fire aboard the 840-foot assault vessel, but about 160 sailors were on board when it all started. Sailors have been accounted for. The ship was docked for routine maintenance when the fire broke out, sending smoke billowing across the San Diego skyline. The ship is so big, fire chief says they don't expect the flames to be put out anytime soon.
This could very well go on for days. There is no way to make an offensive attack on this ship right now. So the Navy will work with the county as far as the health concerns from the smoke that will more than likely be here for days.
That ship has the capacity to deploy and to land helicopters, smaller boats, and amphibious vehicles.
Right now, a search and rescue team is combing the Sierra National Forest on the hunt for a 54-year-old woman who mysteriously vanished on a solo camping trip. The family of Sandra Johnson Hughes says they haven't heard from her since late June. Deputies say her car was discovered last week near a campground in the Madera County Forest. It appeared to have hit a tree. She was also apparently spotted by hikers on July 4th weekend in the Chiquito Lake area. They say she was barefoot with a bruise on her face. Teams from across Northern California have joined in on this search.
Let's take you back out live to that protest in Martinez, where hundreds of demonstrators have shown up. They are gathered at a park right now, the protest happening in the aftermath of that attempt to paint over a Black Lives Matter mural in the downtown area. We'll keep monitoring the protest and have another update for you later in the show. For the second time this week, a coyote was spotted in Moraga. We see them all the time in the Bay Area. Police say it first approached somebody who was walking in the area of Reimer Drive last night. The coyote then ran toward a bicyclist. Luckily, nobody was hurt, not even the coyote. Police and animal services were called in to help. The coyote got away. It was last seen running into an orchard. It's the second coyote encounter in the past week, though. The first happened Thursday at Moraga Commons Park. A child was bitten on the leg. It happened near a park bathroom. Moraga police and Fish and Wildlife are investigating both of those incidents.
Well, the Bay Area tech CEO, caught on camera making racist comments against an Asian family at a restaurant, is resigning from his company. This video of Michael Lofthouse making vulgar comments towards an Asian family at a Carmel Valley restaurant triggered massive backlash online. Well, now he's stepping down from consulting company Solid 8. It's unclear if he resigned voluntarily or was forced out. Lofthouse issued a statement saying, in part, "My comments towards the families involved were racist, hurtful, and deeply inappropriate."
In Santa Rosa, two men were killed. Three others were seriously injured in an overnight crash. It happened on Stony Point Road near Trombetta Street. Police say that a BMW that was probably speeding collided with a Cadillac just after midnight. Two men in the Cadillac died. Three others in the BMW were taken to a hospital. They're expected to survive. Police are investigating whether drugs or alcohol played a role.
Well, in just a few hours, several lanes are closing on the Golden Gate Bridge. Crews are doing some maintenance work right now on the toll plaza. They will be working in both directions starting at 8 tonight. Drivers should expect delays. Work is expected to wrap up by the morning commute around 8 a.m.
On the fire watch, crews were able to get the upper hand on a grass fire in Martinez that sparked this afternoon at Vista Oaks and Douglas Drive. At one point, flames did threaten structures, but no homes were damaged and nobody was hurt. In Solano County tonight, an investigation is underway after a series of grass fires in Vacaville. In all, six fires broke out, about six yesterday along Interstate 505. Crews scrambling to get the flames under control and to protect nearby homes.
Look at how close we are. Is my house going to get burned, and that I have to pray to the Lord?
It makes it very challenging to fight a fire like this because you're having to report to several different locations.
And in Santa Rosa, firefighters say a brush fire was sparked by somebody cooking in a homeless encampment. That happened last night on Round Barn Boulevard. Crews were able to quickly put out the flames. No structures were threatened. San Gabriel community members turned out in droves for Mass today in the shadow of the historic Mission Church boarded up from a massive fire. The 215-year-old San Gabriel Church caught fire early yesterday morning. Firefighters inside were forced out when the roof started to cave in. 2 hours later, the roof was gone and most of the wood fixtures inside were charred. Today, community members are feeling the loss.
Just wanted to hear the homily, and then I just wanted to feel like we were family because we're all hurting.
It saddens me because my mom and dad were married here, and my kids were baptized here, and all of us feel that pain.
There's no evidence of arson so far. The church was founded by Father Junipero Serra, and with many of his statues vandalized elsewhere, investigators want to make sure the fire was not an intentional act.